Tonight, the stunning new images just in as we come on the air. The first look on board the cargo ship that took down the bridge in Baltimore, what the images reveal. The former billionaire sentenced in one of the worst cases of financial fraud in American history. And what has four presidents, past and present, in New York tonight? First, that video coming in now aboard the cargo ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. ABC News also getting a close-up look at the twisted steel, the bridge lying across the cargo ship, the massive crane arriving today. What the data recorders reveal about the chilling moments leading up to the catastrophic collision. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried sentenced to 25 years in prison, guilty of masterminding a multi-billion dollar fraud scheme. The judge ordering him to repay $11 billion to his victims, saying he didn't hear a word of remorse for the crimes. Aaron Katursky outside the courthouse. Tracking storms on both coasts tonight, heavy rain and flood watches from North Carolina to Maine. Back-to-back systems taking aim at the West. Heavy rain and snow from California to Colorado. Rob Marciano times it out. Chilling new details about the horrific stabbing rampage across multiple locations in Rockford, Illinois. Four people killed, including a 15-year-old girl. Her mother says she died protecting her sister and a friend. Alex Perez with new reporting. The race for the White House tonight. President Biden joined by former Presidents Obama and Clinton for a show of force against Donald Trump and a record-breaking $25 million fundraiser at New York's Radio City Music Hall. At the same time, Trump attending a wake for a fallen NYPD officer less than 3 weeks before the start of his criminal trial in Manhattan. Mary Bruce here in New York. Newly released video of the deadly school bus crash in Texas. The bus sideswiped when a concrete truck crossed the center line, knocking the bus onto its side. A Frontier Airlines flight evacuated before takeoff from Charlotte, North Carolina. A strong odor forcing passengers off the plane. Play ball. Major league teams take the field for the start of the new season. And America strong tonight. The husband going from school to school, honoring his late wife by helping as many children as he can.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us on this Thursday. I'm Lindsay Davis in for David. Tonight, former cryptocurrency mogul Sam Bankman-Fried sentenced to 25 years in prison in one of the largest financial fraud cases in U.S. history. More on that in a moment. But we begin with the stunning new images just coming in from on board the cargo ship that brought down Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. New images just coming in from the NTSB show inspectors probing the damage, the twisted metal of the bridge draped across the front of the ship. On board, they found 56 containers of hazardous materials, some broken open, spilling into the water. Officials say there is no immediate threat. Our team out on the water today with the Army Corps of Engineers who are leading the recovery operation. Cranes are on the way to clear the debris and tow the ship away, and then to recover the bodies of the four missing construction workers trapped underneath. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze on the scene tonight.
Tonight, a first look inside the cargo ship that crashed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. NTSB investigators combing through the catastrophic damage, collecting evidence, surveying the mangled wreckage and twisted steel encasing the bow of the ship, and examining the hazardous materials on board. A massive operation is now underway to clear the wreckage. The U.S. Navy sending three giant cranes to the scene. Officials hoping to refloat the cargo ship Dolly to begin clearing this vital East Coast port.
We're only able to get this close right now because we're with the Army Corps of Engineers. The rest of this water is completely blocked to any other commercial vessels.
We traveled by boat, getting our first up-close look at the mangled metal and debris.
This goes 50 feet down into the water. That needs to get cleared before anything can pass in and out.
1,000 Army Corps of Engineer personnel now supporting the recovery effort.
We have to get that section of bridge that is resting on the front of that vessel off of the vessel.
General Scott Spellman telling me that piece of steel alone weighs nearly 9 million pounds and will need to be cut into sections before it's lifted off piece by piece with a crane.
This is one of the largest ports in the United States of America, and it has to get reopened quickly.
Investigators poring over the ship's voyage data recorder, obtaining preliminary information consistent with the power outage and outlining a timeline of the 5 minutes before the disaster. The ship's lights going dark at 1:24 a.m. Tuesday. Alarms ringing out. Within minutes, the pilots calling for tugboats, issuing a mayday. notifying authorities the ship lost power and was heading toward the bridge. First responders stopping traffic on the bridge shortly after 1:29 a.m. that collision and collapse heard on the data recorder. Only two of the eight construction workers who were on the bridge survived. Authorities on Wednesday recovered the bodies of two of them, 26-year-old Dorleon Castillo and 35-year-old Alejandro Hernandez Fuentes, both found inside a submerged pickup truck. Four more workers presumed dead, believed to be trapped in the underwater wreckage, including Miguel Luna and Maynor Suazo Sandoval. Sandoval's brother Carlos telling ABC News Maynor had an unbeatable spirit filled with happiness. The Baltimore Orioles today taking time to recognize the victims before their home opener.
Let us join together in a moment of silence for those who lost their lives.
And later in the game, honoring three first responders who stopped traffic on the bridge, saving lives.
No doubt saving countless lives. Let's get right to Elizabeth Schulze on the scene there in Baltimore. Elizabeth, what are officials saying about a possible timeline to start clearing out all that wreckage?
Lindsay, recovery crews are working 24/7, and you can see by that new NTS video just how colossal of a task this is going to be. That is just the damage on the surface of the ship. There are thousands of tons of steel under the water that they're going to have to clear up too. Lindsay.
All right, Elizabeth, thank you. Now to the sentencing of former cryptocurrency billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried. A judge handing down a 25-year sentence in one of the largest financial fraud cases this country has ever seen. The 32-year-old, once the poster boy for the currency of the future, is now facing the consequences of old-fashioned crime. Bankman-Fried was convicted in November of diverting billions of dollars of his customers' money to cover his losses in a separate and risky investment scheme. His lawyers had argued for leniency, portraying him as an awkward math nerd. But the judge said he hadn't heard a word of remorse from Bankman-Fried. ABC senior investigative correspondent Aaron Kutursky is at the courthouse tonight.
Just 2 years ago, FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried mingled with the rich and powerful, his company's name on sports arenas, ads in the Super Bowl.
It's FTX. It's a safe and easy way to get into crypto.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But tonight, the one-time king of crypto is off to federal prison for 25 years. Before he was sentenced today, Bankman-Fried apologized for his $11 billion fraud. I made a series of bad decisions, he said. It haunts me every day. But the judge not buying it, noting there was never a word of remorse for the commission of terrible crimes.
You just need FTX.
With celebrity endorsements and Bankman-Fried's guarantees money would be safe, FTX became the premier crypto exchange. It collapsed in late 2022 after Bankman-Fried used billions in FTX customer funds without permission to keep his privately controlled hedge fund, Alameda Research, afloat. At trial, prosecutors playing this ABC News interview.
So you do know, and you did know, that FTX deposits were being funneled to Alameda.
So I was vaguely aware that that was how some wires were being sent in the first place.
Didn't that set off alarm bells in your head?
So there are a lot of people who are involved in that process. And look, I really deeply wish that I had taken like a lot more responsibility for understanding what the details were of what was going on there.
In court today, one victim told the judge he lost money I wanted to spend on a family home. The judge saying he received more than 200 letters, a man with two young children writing, he lost everything. It was my life savings, and now I am left with nothing. The judge said he wanted Bankman-Fried in prison long enough so he cannot commit another fraud. Otherwise, there is a risk that this man will be in a position to do something very bad in the future, and it is not a trivial risk.
Aaron joins us now live. And Aaron, we know that those 25 years in federal prison aren't the only punishment for Bankman-Fried.
The judge also ordered him to forfeit $11 billion. Now, Lindsay, he doesn't have that, but prosecutors can use assets they've already seized from Bankman-Fried to start to compensate victims. Though, Lindsay, we've heard from so many FTX customers, they're losing hope they'll ever be made whole. Lindsay?
Aaron Kutursky for us. Thanks so much, Aaron. Now to the chilling new details of that stabbing spree in a neighborhood in Rockford, Illinois. The rampage lasted just 20 minutes but left four people dead, including a 15-year-old girl. Her mother says she died protecting her sister and a friend, and what investigators say led up to it. Here's ABC's Alex Perez.
Tonight, a close-knit community in northwest Illinois, Rockford, in mourning after police say 22-year-old Christian Soto went on a deadly 20-minute knife rampage, killing four people, including a friend, a friend's mother, and injuring seven others.
It was learned that Soto had broken into multiple homes nearby in Rockford, and in doing so, had beat a young woman to death with a bat, stabbed two adults to death, and ran over a mailman who died from his injuries.
Investigators tonight revealing those chilling new details, saying Soto told them he was doing drugs with his 23-year-old friend Jacob Shupback and that those drugs were allegedly laced with something. The violence beginning at about 1:15 p.m. Wednesday, Soto allegedly grabbing a knife and then, police say, killing his friend and his friend's mother, Ramona Shupback. Soto then, authorities say, taking the horror to other parts of the neighborhood, allegedly killing mail carrier Jay Larson and breaking into another home where police say he attacked a group of teenage girls watching a movie, killing 15-year-old Jenna Newcomb. Her mother says she died protecting her sister and friend.
Then you think about these four. They were doing what we all do, what you should all be doing. It's spring break. You have three girls watching a movie? I can't even comprehend that.
Tonight, this emotional community remembering those who were killed.
The worst of times can bring out the best in us.
And Lindsay Soto remains in custody. He's facing 13 charges, including first-degree murder, attempted murder, and home invasion. Lindsay?
Our hearts certainly go out to those families, Alex. Thank you. Now to the storms on both coasts tonight. Heavy rain in the east, flood watches from North Carolina to Maine, and a washout for some Major League Baseball fans on this opening day. Games in Philly and New York postponed until tomorrow. Umbrellas out in front of Boston's Faneuil Hall, but the Red Sox are playing in Seattle tonight. Meantime, back to the storm. Back-to-back storms are taking aim at the west as Easter approaches. Let's get to ABC senior meteorologist Rob Marciano. And Rob, what does it look like for the holiday weekend?
Well, Lindsay, it's getting very active, as you mentioned, in the west for one thing. It's been a big old mess here in the east. We'll see some improvement here soon, but we still have flood watches that are posted for parts of New England and the mid-Atlantic. That ribbon of rain that's been with us all day long has been slow to move off to the east, but it's trying to do it. It'll be ending from west to east tonight, but hanging around Boston, the Cape, and Maine early tomorrow morning. But you'll get your games in Philly and at Citi Field tomorrow afternoon. Storm number one coming into the northwest tonight. Storm number two swings into San Francisco. So I-5 from Seattle all the way down to L.A. will be wet through Saturday morning. And then we're looking at a significant flood risk from Santa Barbara to San Diego through Sunday. And that includes the threat from mudslides, especially in the hills around L.A. This system, too, will be slow to move out. Lindsay?
All right, Rob, thank you. Now to the race for the White House and four U.S. presidents in New York. President Biden holding a $25 million fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall tonight with some high-profile support from former presidents. Former President Obama hitching a ride to New York on Air Force One with President Biden. He'll be joined by former President Clinton on the stage tonight. Former President Trump also nearby at the wake for a fallen police officer just 3 weeks until the start of his Manhattan criminal trial. ABC's chief White House correspondent Mary Bruce here in New York.
Tonight, President Biden calling in the heavy hitters to give his campaign a jolt. Biden and former President Barack Obama touching down today in New York City. Teaming up tonight with former President Bill Clinton for what the campaign is touting as a record-shattering fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall. The Biden campaign billing the star-studded night as a massive show of force, a conversation with three presidents and musical guests including Lizzo and Queen Latifah. The event expected to rake in an historic $25 million, more money than rival Donald Trump raised all last month. Tickets for the sold-out fundraiser run from $225 to $500,000. Select high-dollar donors can get their photo taken with all three presidents by famed photographer Annie Leibovitz.
From the river to the sea.
Outside the event in New York, pro-Palestinian protesters demanding a ceasefire. Biden and Trump are running neck and neck in national polls, with the race now tightening in key battleground states. Trump today making his own visit to New York, invited by the family to the wake of slain NYPD officer Jonathan Diller, a young father gunned down during a routine traffic stop. It comes as Trump is eager to put crime front and center in this election.
We have to stop. We have to get back to law and order. We have to do a lot of things differently, because this is not working. This is happening too often.
Now, the Trump campaign is claiming they have their own record-shattering fundraiser coming up next week. They say that will bring in some $33 million, but the former president has already had to spend at least $60 million in political contributions to pay his legal bills. The bottom line here, Lindsay, the Biden campaign is far outraising the Trump campaign, as the former president is still being weighed down by his legal woes. Lindsay.
Mary Bruce Frost in New York today. Thank you, Mary. Former President Trump was also in New York today, but his Georgia election interference case was again before a judge. Trump's lawyers argue the case should be thrown out because the former president is being tried for political speech protected by the First Amendment. Prosecutors responded that Trump's words and actions seeking to overturn the Georgia election were part of a pattern of criminal conduct. No decision from the judge just yet. When we come back, newly released video of the deadly school bus crash in Texas. The school bus sideswiped by an oncoming concrete truck, knocking the bus onto its side. And a Frontier Airlines flight evacuated before takeoff, a strong odor forcing passengers off the plane.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.
Tonight, newly released dashcam video of the deadly school bus collision outside Austin, Texas. Video shows a concrete truck crossing the double yellow line, sideswiping the school bus, the bus then rolling onto its side. A five-year-old child was killed along with an adult in another vehicle. The children were coming back from a field trip to the zoo. Passengers on a Frontier Airline flight bound for Orlando were forced to evacuate moments after boarding in Charlotte, North Carolina. A strong odor filled the plane. Some passengers seen coming down the emergency slide, others using the jet bridge. At least one person was injured on the slide. Authorities are trying to find the source of that odor. When we come back, the new study raising questions about the cost of popular drugs used for weight loss, and the players take to the field for opening day. Tonight, a new study is raising questions about the high cost of the diabetes drug Ozempic and similar drugs now being used by millions of people for weight loss. Drug maker Novo Nordisk charging nearly $1,000 a month for injections before insurance. Researchers from Yale, King's College Hospital in London, and Doctors Without Borders claim that it can be made for less than $5. The study does not account for labor costs, tariffs, and legal fees. The company says it spent almost $5 billion on research and development. And the Major League Baseball season is now underway. Just about every team taken to the field today. The Dodgers' Shohei Ohtani receiving a huge ovation, playing his first home game at Dodger Stadium, overshadowed by the gambling scandal involving his former interpreter. Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid throwing out the first pitch before the game between the Royals and Twins. And San Francisco Giants pitcher Blake Snell signing autographs before today's game against the Padres. When we come back, the husband going from school to school, honoring his late wife by helping as many children as he can. Finally tonight, America Strong, the husband who lost his wife and what he asked for in lieu of flowers. Tonight, all around Oklahoma, an incredible act of generosity. This man, Sean Cummings, is giving away tens of thousands of dollars to students in need. $1,572.26 to the students at Lexington Public Schools, more than $2,100 to the students at Middell Public Schools, more than $4,200 to Jones Public Schools. All of it to pay off student lunch debts. Sean is doing it to honor his late wife, Kathy, who died last month of cancer. She was a chef and restaurant owner, and instead of flowers at her funeral, Sean asked for donations to help feed children in their community, and the community acted. Tonight, through donations and a GoFundMe, Sean has raised more than $67,000 and has already given away more than $42,000. Just today, Sean taking us with him for his latest donation.
We're getting ready to drop off a check for around $1,500 to pay school lunch debt.
Walking into Tuttle High School in Tuttle, Oklahoma, writing the check to Tuttle Public Schools. School official Mr. Jeff DeWitt.
The impact that his donation will have to our graduating seniors will be profound, and we're truly very thankful.
Teacher Ms. Tommy Marshall.
It lifts a huge weight off their shoulders so that they can better prepare themselves for college, for the workforce, for whatever's next.
Tonight, Sean's donations have already helped 21 schools and school districts and thousands of students, hoping to make his wife and his community proud.
This tragedy struck my life. It didn't have to strike me down. I had the choice of whether I wanted to do something great with it or whether I wanted to sit and kind of wallow in my pity. I hope you all get to choose to do something great with yours.
What a great spirit, Sean, and a wonderful message for us all. Thanks so much for watching. I'm Lindsay Davis. For David and all of us here, good night.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt
the cartridge.
What were you thinking in that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.